The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. So if you are new or visiting, we don't always color coordinate at St. Cross. But it is the Feast of the Holy Cross today, and so we all wear our festive color of red. So for all of you who made it in red today, good job and congratulations, and happy St. Cross Day. Okay, that'll work. We're good. So there was something just slightly different in the readings today. Did anybody catch it? I'm a nerd, so, you know, it may not be as obvious to anyone else. No? Okay. So what was different was we actually read from the epistle rather than the Old Testament. And we do the epistles every now and then, but because the rector and the associates are Old Testament junkies, okay, well, two of us are, who went to the right seminary. So we tend to default to the Old Testament to be in conversation with the gospel. But today we read from the epistles. An epistle means letter. And in the back of the New Testament, or in the after the Gospels, you'll find the epistles, and they are all letters written to the church, or churches in particular places. And so it's appropriate that we read the epistle today, because we are celebrating our time together as church. Now, the epistles are full of all sorts of things that we may not necessarily find in the Gospels. Where the Gospels tell of the life of Jesus, the epistles tell of what was going on in the early church. And so in the epistles, you'll find notes of encouragement, teaching, admonition. There's lots of admonition. Paul is all about admonition. They're letters that address the challenges, the needs, and the problems of the congregations to whom they were being written. And so today we heard from the letter to the Philippians that was written by the Apostle Paul. And specifically, the part that we heard, I love this, is a Christological hymn. Now, I'd like to know how many of you use Christological in your daily language. But it is, this excerpt is where Paul is elevating, he is singing the praises of Jesus, of Christ, of the cross. And so it's even more appropriate that we read from the letters to the church about the cross, because today is Feast of the Holy Cross. Now Paul, in the whole letter to the Philippians, writes to them in hopes. Now listen carefully, in hopes that the Philippian Christians will be blameless as shining lights among a crooked and perverse generation, and that they will hold fast to the word of life. Now, what makes these epistles so great is we could reread that the South Bay Christians will be blameless, shining as lights amid a crooked and perverse generation, and hold fast to the word of life. In short, this letter is a reminder that we live in a similar situation today, and the words then are accurate now. We have perhaps a perverse and crooked generation around us, and we come trying to hold fast to our relationship with God in the midst of the whirl and twirl of everything happening around us. So this letter to the church in Philippi got me thinking. I wonder, and we don't have a time capsule here at St. Cross, so I wonder what letter would Father DeGarmo, our founding priest, what letter would he have written to us? And would it still be as relevant as the epistle to the Philippians? Would he have written words of wisdom or fortitude, of courage? What is it that he would say to us that would help ground us and move us forward as the community of St. Cross? And at the same time, I then wondered, well, if we were going to write a letter to St. Cross 50 or 100 years from now, what would we write? And I couldn't imagine what that would be because I know how much has changed in the past 100 years since we were founded. How could I even begin to talk to 50 or 100 years out? And I'm not as good of a writer as the Apostle Paul. So then I began to wonder, what would we write in a letter to St. Cross today? Would we give ourselves a pat on the back? Well done, good and faithful servants. Look at all your ministry and how great it is and how everybody follows directions and wears red. Would we write ourselves a letter of encouragement? Hold fast, little buddy, we're going to keep going forward. Or a letter of inspiration. Or a letter to tell us not to argue with one another or how to get along better. Or would it be a letter that we need to grow? You always hear about growth in the church. Or would it be a letter that we need to look at how we need to change? Oh, not change, yes. But all of these questions, what would go in a letter to ourselves, is exactly what we should be thinking about on our feast day. And so if we look at the letter to the Philippians, we're given a few clues of what we might want to put in our letter. In the section that we read today, we heard of how Jesus did not use his being fully God and fully human to his advantage. Rather, he emptied himself of the form of God and came in human form and humbled himself and was obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. And on that cross, our sins and our torments and our failures are all redeemed. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, traveled to the darkest places that we could ever go in our lives, and Jesus brought and continues to bring light and healing and salvation and most of all, love. Maybe we need to write to ourselves and talk about how is it that we empty ourselves of our own burdens when we come here? How does being a part of an active Christian community change our lives? I mean, isn't that why we come to church on Sunday? To have our lives changed? To not be as caught up in the rat race, to take a time out, to have our heart lean in a direction away from the I need and I want and I should have and I ideals of our society? Isn't this where we can remember that the gospel calls us to turn to those who are most in need? not to turn inward on ourselves? Isn't this where we begin to remember that we need to look at what do I have that I can give? Isn't this place where we call into question, where we're sustained for the journey to find out what distinguishes me, what distinguishes you as a Christian, not here on Sunday morning, but as a Christian out in the world? How do you live your life differently than the person in the cubicle next to you, or the office next to you, or next door to you, or in the car next to you, or the person behind you in the grocery line? How are you living into the life of the cross? We come on Sundays to remind ourselves that we live in a time similar to the Philippians, where Christians stand out from the rest of culture around them. I'm not talking about wearing big crosses or passing out Bibles or standing with a bullhorn on the street corner. I'm talking about living faithfully. And I think that we stand out because we currently live in a time where we want simple answers and we want convenience. Especially in Southern California, we have no problem driving 4 blocks to the grocery store. And we all love Google, don't we? I mean, Google is about easy, fast answers for anything. We're so into this that we forget sometimes, or we're challenged sometimes, to remember that the cross is not convenient. The cross does not give simple answers. And in fact, the cross gives us answers that are countercultural to what we find in our daily lives. The challenge of the cross may not be convenient, but it is always consistent. You see, the payoff for living your life out of abundance and not scarcity, living your life out of love and not hate, out of reconciliation and not revenge. The payoff is that in the end, following the cross will be worth far more than our homes or our cars or our college educations or our vacations or even our pilgrimages. Along those lines of easy answers, I read an article a while back from an evangelical pastor who talked about using the term being blessed and how inappropriate a term it is to use, especially by Christians. Because he points out that we used "I'm so blessed" when we're in a comfortable position. We use "I'm blessed" when we have been granted what we wanted, like we're in a game of go fish and we get to go again. How often we used "I'm blessed" when it relates to what we've been given in our health, as if one person deserved to survive cancer more than another person. Or we're blessed monetarily with what we're able to do with our money, as if one person deserves to be rich and the other to be homeless. The author suggests that the way of the cross is not to claim your blessing, but instead to change blessed to grateful, to live into gratitude. And each of us here has many, many things for which we are grateful. Money to spend, for our community gathered here, for our families, for maybe the fact that we got the Cosby family and not the married with children family. Whatever it may be that we are grateful about, that's what we're called to live into. And that's what distinguishes us as Christians. Because you see, not all of us share in being grateful. You see, if we use blessed, we then think that we're above someone else. And quite frankly, you or I are no more worthy to be blessed than the ugly neighbor with the unkept lawn who has never gone to church or given a dime to charity. God blesses them just as much as you and I. But perhaps the real way of the cross is living into that life of gratitude, being thankful for what we have and using it to spread the message of the gospel. That we are called to live each day conscious of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. And that reminds us not just to be grateful that Jesus has brought light to those places of darkness, but to live into that gratitude by bringing light to others. And such a life lived out is to be the people of the cross. So I want us to continue to reflect on what our epistle to ourselves might include. I want each of us to think long and hard about how you live out being followers of the cross in your daily life. Or simply, where does God rank? What words do you need to write to yourself to make the cross front and center so that your life is filled with all that cross has to offer? What is the letter we will write to ourselves this year? What is the letter that we need to hear as a parish that will challenge us, stretch us, and support us to love God in new ways this day and every day? Amen.